Snow!
Loud.
Oh, the weather outside is frightful.
I thought it wasn't going to start until 7.
It wasn't supposed to.
But it decided to. It's one of those guests that, you know, you're still putting stuff out.
Yep.
You're not quite ready.
Right.
You got to hop in the shower. Then you hear ding dong. Like, really? Open the door. Ah. No problem. Come on in.
Sure.
You're going to be by yourself for a minute because I got to go take a shower and...
I will be giving you a different time next time we have a party.
Right. Open some chips and, yeah.
Have a seat. Be with you about a year and a half.
Yeah, see if you can open this pickle jar for me.
Yeah, thank you.
A lot of closings?
Yeah.
Yeah, hundreds,
yep.
By the way.
Yeah.
Just figure your stuff's closed.
Yeah.
This country's in no position to do another world war.
No.
We have no one who could do anything in flurries.
Nothing.
No.
Vince is
late now.
Right.
Is it because of flurries or
Invincible
is just
Vince?
Stoned? Do we know, Ruth?
Hello?
He had to pull over because the joint fell out of his mouth.
Right.
Like, what happened?
I lost the end of my joint.
What
man?
Happened?
It's I like, think it's just taking it slow, being careful.
Okay, yeah. We got to take it slow,
take
be
it slow.
Careful.
Real slow.
Right.
I got stuck behind one of the trucks this morning. I know they're out there, too.
Yeah.
Already?
Well, that's... You got to do that.
You, well, you can't pass them. Yeah. 20 miles an hour. It's like, all right. This is
Here
what we're
we
all
go.
Doing.
Because those behind the plow are better than front of the plow.
Right. Chaz and AJ.
How you doing?
Good. You're on the air.
You're kidding me.
No.
Why would you?
Did you call to be on the air? What did you call for?
What's that?
Yeah, I wanted to tell you I've been listening to POR since I was 11 years old, and I've just turned 65.
Wow.
I don't live in Connecticut anymore, but I drive through about 2 or 3 times a year, and as soon as I hit the New York border heading north.
Oh, man.
I turn you guys on.
That's awesome. Really cool.
Thank you so much.
And it's so great to hear you guys all after all these years. I've enjoyed it for many years.
We're pretty much the same. I started as a kid, and I'm a listener who got his own show. That's really what happened to me.
Wow. So. Congratulations, dude. I just want to say, my name is Kip Vigor.
Kip Vigor.
It sounds like a
reporter's name.
Kip Vigor. Yeah, or someone in like a murder mystery.
Oh,
right.
I was
Kip
thinking
Vigor.
He's like a bassist in a forgotten 80s hair band.
Kip Vigor.
If there was a murder mystery, you'd have a middle name. All good time, big time murderers have middle names.
This is true.
Those are assassins,
Not
I
Kip
think.
Kip Vigor.
Okay. Well, I just want to say that because I grew up in Milford until I was 20, and a lot of my friends still live there. I just
nice.
Want to say, hey.
All right. Where did you go?
I went to Vermont for 10 years, and then I moved down to South Carolina when I retired.
Oh, nice.
Yep. Good spot.
Yeah.
All right. Well, you can listen to us on the app if you get homesick. And while you're here, have some peppies.
Kevin.
Well, I'm going to Vermont to go snowmobiling.
Oh, okay. There you go.
Also a great choice.
Cool.
Hey, have a good day, guys.
Yeah, you
thanks
too.
Thank you for the call.
You
appreciate
drive,
the kind words.
Drive safe.
Bye-bye.
All right.
It's frightful, but the fire is so delightful. And since we've no place to go, let it snow, let it snow, let it snow.
Michelle in Hamden.
Hi, good morning.
Morning to you.
I grew up in upstate New York, so...
Oh, my God, this is your life day.
I grew up here
and then listened there. Then I moved here.
And goddamn, I'm glad here.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, we went to school or we had chains in the tires. You know what I mean? The whole 9 yards. And when we moved to Milford, I was in sixth grade. And it was like kind of like today. And I walked to school. And then the school was closed.
Uphill.
So I walked home, and my mother didn't believe me that the school was closed, so she drove me down there, and she argued with them about, like, why the school is closed, because it's...
That was the beginning of the end.
Yep. Yeah, so...
No, when moms were like, well, I want my kid in this school.
Right.
Why are you shutting down now?
I got plans.
I pay your salary. I pay taxes.
Right.
I'm not being stuck in a house with this nutbag for 8 hours because you're not strong enough to get in your car and drive to work.
I need this break.
I need this break, exactly.
But you had World War I, you had World War II, so you had you know, two generations of Americans, like, we've been through war where this could have gone bad and we're speaking other languages and tanks are rolling through.
Yep.
We went to other countries. We died for them.
Yeah.
We came. We
some were teams themselves.
Foxholes, living in foxholes in the winter, being shot at, almost killed, watching your friends being killed. You come back, you're like, snow is going to stop my kid from going to school? Right. No.
Now it's just a threat of snow.
Oh, my God.
Why even have school in the winter?
Right.
Why even have school
have
in the winter?
Have school in the summer.
Might as well. Oh, it's too hot. That's right. It's too hot.
That's right. They send them home.
Right.
Yeah.
Yep.
Oh, my God. The conditioning here.
Yep.
It's ridiculous.
Kids are made of conditioners.
The daycare teachers. Yesterday, I went to pick up my son. I was like, all right. I was like, well, be careful tomorrow. They're like, oh, we're going to be closed. I was like, you know already? They're like, we're going to be closed.
Unbelievable.
Okay. We'll plan now.
Unbelievable.
Wow.
The Chaz and DJ wussification of America.
All right. Thank you, Michelle. This is another one of those rants. I didn't know what was going to happen. I thought I was just going to tell you the weather.
Hey.
Surprise. Winter weather advisories in effect between now and 4. Begins with a quick burst of heavier snow and then a wintry mix of sleet, freezing rain, and rain. It'll wind down around mid-afternoon. We are expecting between 2 and 4 inches of snow inland and 2 inches at the shore.
Huh.
2 to 4 inches shuts the state down.
It does. It does.
Driving in this morning, I'm, you know, usually there's about a half a dozen of us.
Yeah. The half pack.
It was just me.
The half pack.
I'm like, the other five people who are usually up at this time are sleeping in.
Work from home.
Because of the snow.
Right. Oh, that's precipitation.
Flurries.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. There's white stuff everywhere.
What is wrong with these people? What happened to us?
Right. Time to get tough again.
You know, I do know if my grandfather saw me, he'd be like, nah,
right.
I don't know. You know?
Yeah.
I was at work inside.
Yeah.
Talk. He'd probably be like, you just talk?
Is this what you do for a living? They pay you to
Let
do
me
that.
See your hands.
Right, yeah.
Where are the blisters?
Yeah, really. How come you have all your fingers?
Yeah, that's right.
My grandfather had 9 fingers.
Oh, jeez.
He lost one to a pane of glass.
We should just pick one state. I guess Texas is already that state.
Okay.
Yeah, it's just like, this is going to be what it used to be.
Yeah.
Come over here. The taxes are going to be low. People are going to be tough.
Right. You'll drive through the winter. Kids will go to school in the winter.
Right. Yeah. You don't get snow in Texas, but we're winter, not going to close down every time there's something different.
Yeah.
You know, it's different.
Yeah, they close school for a reason weather-wise, a tornado.
Right.
It's a big difference. See, I can see that. I'm
we don't want to have to drive all over the state to find the 300 kids in this school.
Right.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah. Let's shut down and we'll just get in our little bunkers.
Yeah.
Road conditions will be icy at some point. Governor Ned Lamont urging residents to be cautious.
Thank you, Ned.
In return, Connecticut residents urging the governor not to flush our tax dollars down the toilet. Beef Man.
Yes, remember, they closed some schools last night just based on the forecast. And remember, behind the plow is better than in front of the plow. Don't forget that.
I know. I got to find. You know? I do have that clip somewhere.
Yeah.
But, you know, Chaz, I agree with you. You know, if you're in World War II and you had a Tiger tank coming at you and it's snowing, then you got to worry.
Yeah.
Man, give me a break. This is ridiculous.
They lived out in the snow, by the way.
They did.
They have like a bed. Like, okay, wartime's over at 5.
Yeah.
Right.
We go grab a bite and we're going to go to bed.
Exactly.
It's like they slept out in the snow.
They go to happy hour and then hotel.
He's in the Battle of the Bulls. I don't think he had a choice.
Oh, my God.
You get the snow days when the Tiger tanks are coming at us, right?
Thank God for them, man. They did such hard work that we can live like, you know, fairy princesses.
And we're sorry.
You're right. Yeah. Pretty amazing. You know, who even knows if they have snow days? Maybe everything's online today, too. Right? I don't even know.
I have no idea.
Yeah, I don't know either.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, well.
But, you know, a lot of state workers don't even go to work yet.
No.
They sit home.
Yep.
DOT That's workers true. Go every day.
They do.
But a lot of state workers, since COVID.
Yeah. Right. It's over. It's okay
I'm
now.
I'm sorry, everybody. You can come out now.
Right. See, the rest of us survived. It's okay.
Oh, man.
It's
we need
okay.
someone at the top of this pyramid who has some balls who could just tell people, one, get back to work.
Right.
Two,
right.
we're not going to spend money on this crap.
Right. And go to school.
And three, 2 inches of snow will not shut this state down.
Right. Go to school.
Yeah, delay for a couple hours or something, if anything,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
Right. Delay. What happened to that?
Delay.
They don't do that ever delay. Now. Yeah. 90-minute delay.
Yeah. Clear buses off and clear a road, and then you go to school.
Right. Delay till next week.
I think Michelle said, we used to put chains on the back tires of cars.
I remember those.
And the buses.
Right.
Yeah.
And,
I remember those.
And the spikes, too, the studded tires.
Right. They became illegal, though, because they were tearing up the roads.
Right.
They were tearing up the road, yeah.
All right. Thank you, Beef Man.
All right, guys. Take care.
I got that somewhere, the plow and the stupid Malloy clip.
Right.
Don't get in the back, and you got to
be
in the front. The roads behind the plow are clearer than the roads in front of the plow.
I'm going through my email. There are so many clips I've sent this guy over here.
Yeah.
Another.
I'm looking, too. I'm surprised he's not
right. in the forefront.
Snow! That's not it.
Nope.
That's not it.
And that blows.
I have this one.
At the readiness.
What is it?
At the readiness.
What did he say?
They're idiots.
Right.
Oh. Talking yeah. about us?
Yes. I don't think so. It just says idiots.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
Kevin in Wallingford.
Good morning.
Hey.
Good morning.
You know, when I was a child and I lived in New Hampshire and dinosaurs used to roam the earth.
Right.
We used to have to go to school literally in a four-wheel drive X, I think it was a World War II or Korean War ambulance that was converted into a bus. The bus driver would smoke cigarettes, shift the bus,
yep.
meaning off, and we would go to school. There was never.
That's cool.
Here, carry all my whiskey. Yep.
Ever a off.
Yep.
I don't get it.
Yeah. Think of the kids of these kids.
Yeah. It took an act.
What they're going to be able to manage in life.
Seriously.
Nothing.
Nothing at all. No. You can't even tell time on a clock. You can't make a clock with hands like, I can't write a script.
This. Why is motor vehicle open now? I mean, you're right. COVID is, what, 6 years ago now?
It was a while ago.
Five.
Yeah.
I mean, I guess... I don't know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
No, I get you.
Yep. Would you?
All right. If you're just waking up, we're all angry.
Yes, we are.
That the state is shut down over 2 to 4 inches.
Yeah. I mean, it took an act of God to close schools back in.
We had school buses getting stuck in like 4 feet of snow in White Hills.
Yeah.
White Hills, by the way, a lot of hills.
Yeah. Keyword, it says hills in the title.
Rear wheel. I just had a memory come back. I had a bus driver, woman, by the way,
okay,
driving a stick shift bus.
I remember those, yeah.
In the snow, and she asked us all to go sit in the back seats above the back tires.
For traction. She's smart.
Yeah, but that was like, all right, this is what we do.
Right. Everybody get in the crash position, go over the tires.
Yeah.
Yep.
And then, you know, they had radios. And they would radio and say, ah, I'm stuck. And then a city truck would show up and shovel some sand on the...
Yep. They got it done, though. Yeah. We actually got pushed by another bus.
Really?
They took another bus and pushed us out.
That's fantastic.
Yep.
Keep in mind that the road behind the snow plows is in better condition than the roads in front of the snow plows. Makes sense.
Oh, my God.
Yep.
I do not miss him.
No.
Keep in mind that the roads behind the snowplow are better than the roads in front of the snowplow.
No, it's Sherlock.
Then he went to... Here's what's crazy about this. Then he went on to be a college professor.
Yeah. A dean or something.
He's a dean! Lauren in Plainville.
Snapple University.
Hi.
Hey.
Hello.
Hello. Good morning.
Morning.
Morning again.
It is a good morning. I love snow days.
Me
too. I love that they shut the state down for 2 to 4 inches because there's less jerks on the road when I have to get to work.
Nice.
Okay. There's that.
Right. What do you do?
I am. I work for a heating oil company, so this is go time for us.
Nice.
And,
right.
Important work.
I'd rather not say, just, you know.
It's important.
No, he said important. It's important work. Yeah, we need you today. You can't sit today out.
Drink it ready?
Yeah, our guys are, we planned all set to get them out early to keep an eye on the roads and make sure our customers are all warm and toasty, so... You're welcome to my customers who are probably listening
no,
right now.
No, thank you.
You're right.
Yes.
Yeah, think about
have
that.
A good day, guys.
Thank you.
Get home safe.
All right, and drive safe.
Rock on.
Yep.
You rock on. Chaz and AJ in the morning, 99.1 PLR. Look who made it in.
Hey, I'm here.
Through UConn. The thick snow.
UConn.
It wasn't even thick snow. It was just a very, very... slow sanding truck. I appreciate what they do. Oh. I just wish it wasn't in front of me.
Okay.
I was waiting for
you're
Sandy.
Being cautious.
Sandy. Sandy.
All right, Vince Barry in studio.
I'm on it.
Wake up. It's time to count them down. The Chaz and AJ Top 10.
All right, Asha has an excuse for not being here today.
She does.
She's pregnant.
Right.
We don't want her out on the road today.
She's traveling for two.
She's driving for two.
Yes.
Yeah. So this list, not going to be the easiest list. You're going to have to really think about this if you're a football fan.
You
Top 10 wild and wacky moments in Philadelphia Eagles history.
Huh.
Oh.
203-882-9757. Beefman is the only one calling in right now.
Hey, guys.
Hey.
I saw this game. It was called the Miracle at the Meadowlands. The Giants were running out the clock. It was in 1978. They fumbled the ball. Herm Edwards picked it up for the Eagles, ran it in for a touchdown. It was the most bizarre thing I ever saw in my life, as far as the Eagles go.
Ayesha?
Woo! Not on the list, though, but look at the Eagles are crazy. Look at that. Go Birds.
She's never seen a snap of football.
It's like Paulie Shore's on a phone.
The Eagles are crazy.
Look
at the waves. Philadelphia football. Look out.
Why don't you put your husband on so we can just...
How dare you? My husband told me this list, you're born knowing this list. He's like, you're an Eagles fan. You know all these things. I'm like, okay.
Wow. He must know about this. He's got to know about this. He just didn't want to put it on the list, I guess.
But okay.
This is,
so it should be.
After this play, they started taking they were able to take the knees because they wouldn't be able to take a knee at the time. So.
Oh.
Wow.
Yeah.
All right. Oh, wacky. Mm.
Look at other learning.
Eagles are wacky.
They took a knee.
Philly football. You can't handle it.
All right, Beef. Thank you. Brandon and Shelton.
Hey, Chaz. How you doing?
Hey, you got AJ. You got the whole crew.
How's everyone doing? Just
good.
Wanted to say, been listening to you guys for years. Love you guys.
Thank you.
You're awesome.
It's almost like we're going away. We've been getting a lot of...
Yeah, what's up with that?
Yeah.
So I just wanted to say the moment when they pelted the Santa Claus with snowballs in the stadium.
Wow.
Yes, number one, the time they booed Santa. In 1968, Eagles fan infamously booed and pelted Santa Claus with snowballs. The guy was actually a replacement Santa.
Wow.
What do you mean a replacement Santa?
Something must have had happened to the first Santa.
The first one got mugged in the parking lot.
He was still tailgating.
There was an ice ball in that one.
Yeah, he got hit by a battery. Any number of things. Philly.
You killed Tate Nick.
Can't go in there. Philadelphia is crazy.
Killing Santa in Philly.
Santa, ho, ho, ho.
Renegade elves.
Renegade elves. All right, top 10 wild and wacky moments in Philadelphia Eagles history. 203-882-9757. Thank you, Brandon. Let's go to Boston. John.
I just want to start by saying, who cares? But anyway, how about when the Patriots beat them?
Wow.
When the Patriots beat them in the Super Bowl, I think that was the craziest thing.
That wouldn't be wild or wacky.
Yeah.
That would be probably depressing.
Talk about that.
Yeah.
All right, then, you know, I honestly cannot wait for the Who Cares Super Bowl. Who cares?
Who cares?
There you go. Donovan McNabb did throw up during that game on the field.
He puked.
Yeah.
Those groceries.
That was kind of kooky.
Yeah.
Wild and wacky puking. Yeah.
Tribe has given up on this list.
Not like Toby is.
Well, I figured we'd have more Eagles fans in Connecticut. This is okay.
Let's see. There's you. There's your husband.
Yep. There's two and a half of you right
it's
now.
Two. Right. Yeah. One
top
in making.
10 wild and wacky moments in Philadelphia Eagles history. We got one, right?
Yeah. Santa getting pelted.
Santa getting pelted.
Number one.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's not a football play. It's not a touchdown. It's not an interception. It's Santa getting assaulted.
Right.
Really. All right.
Are there more assault
stories?
It is
the thing most fan bases think of when they think of Eagles fans.
Chaz and AJ.
What's up?
Hey.
All right. I got one. As a Giants fan, this one pisses me off. When Nat Dodge kicked the ball down the middle of the field, DeSean Jackson fumbled the ball, picked it back up, ran it back for a touchdown.
That's miracle part two. Beefman called in the first one with Herm Edwards. That's why all the quarterbacks kneel the ball now.
Uh-huh.
That's part two.
Huh.
Yeah.
Christmas Day or Christmas Eve, I remember. It was awful. It's the worst thing.
It's not wacky enough to be on the list.
That's not on the list?
Hi, Asha.
Not on the list.
I knew it. Hey! Wake up. It's time to count them down. The Chaz and AJ Top 10.
Doing Top 10 wild and wacky moments in Philadelphia Eagles history. Ayesha's doing the list. What did we get so far?
We got the time they booed Santa and threw snowballs at him in 1968.
That's your legacy, right? That's your legacy.
We got one.
Yep.
Ayesha was going to come in today.
Yeah.
This is her day, but it's snowing and she's pregnant.
Yes.
Yeah.
Stay home.
So Ruth texted me and I said, well, ask Vince.
Yeah.
Yeah, nobody cares if I get into a car accident. She's got a... She's got a baby.
And Ruth was like, well, Vince may not want to drive in this.
Right.
I'm like, I don't think he's pregnant.
No.
No, I got...
I don't think.
I got snow tires and a hatchback. I can get through anything.
Yay.
It's all good.
He's invincible.
Oh, no.
Oh, hey.
Brett in New Haven.
Hello.
Hi.
I just want to start out with the snow. Nobody's parents ever told them they had to walk 2 miles uphill to school.
Yes.
And
oh,
two
yeah.
Miles.
It's always uphill, too.
Both ways.
Yeah. Yes. Okay, this might not be so much just the Eagles, the Philadelphia Phillies. The guy that lived in the concession stand, Veterans Stadium.
He lived in the concession stand. Wow.
For how years.
Long? Free hot dogs.
Hot dogs, popcorn, yeah, you're all set.
All food.
It was, they weren't using it, and he found a way to make it a man cave.
Nice.
There was a book about it.
Oh, really?
Oh.
Yeah.
That's great.
I guess it's like a toilet.
I would watch a Netflix special on this guy.
Yeah, why not?
Right.
Is that true? Ayesha, have you ever heard of this?
I have never. I'm going to ask my husband when I get off the phone because I've never heard of that. That's crazy.
Oh, yeah.
Sounds like a fun time.
All right.
Okay.
Thank you. Well, let's ask your husband now. Nate in East Hartford.
Yes, sir.
Morning.
How are you?
Morning, everybody.
You should do this list.
Doesn't sound like
not
he wakes
funny.
Up that early.
Yeah.
So one never heard of the guy in the concession stand. That's awesome.
Really?
Yeah.
I admire him.
Same.
I'm not.
Wow. Phil is looking for it now.
Yeah. Tom Garvey is his name.
Tom Garvey.
And he wrote the book about it, so it's not like somebody else like heard the story and wrote the book. Like, he wrote it.
It's called Life of the Concession Stand.
from 1979 to 1981, lived in a refurbished veteran stadium concession stand.
Nice. Wow.
The book is called The Secret Apartment, Vet Stadium, A Surreal Memoir.
Right. So nice. You have to just stay in there during the whole game so no one would see him. He would have to plan out his...
Nope. He went out and, like, talked to people. Like, he was just, like, a guy at the stadium that everyone just assumed was supposed to be there. So there were post-game parties with the Eagles and their wives, meetups with Philly sports legends like Tug McGraw, Dick Vermeil, and Julius Erving.
Nice.
Wow. Wow. Wow.
You can see they hit another concession stand to get food to eat.
Yeah, and free hot dogs.
Yeah.
Nate, what were you calling in with?
All right, I'm calling in with the man that after the Super Bowl ate horse poop.
Yes!
He ate horse poop.
I will never forget the image.
That's right, that's right.
Seared into my memory.
Yes. Yes.
That's on the list.
Justin of Philadelphia.
Ugh.
Talk about Honey Bunch of Oats. There's a real granola bar for you.
Yeah. After number six, the time the fan ate horse poop after they won the 2018 Super Bowl, a fan celebrated by eating horse poop off the street.
Off the papers.
It's got to be something.
And you know that's still hot.
Yes,
you know?
It is.
Yep. It's like, no, 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 no.
I'd rather have a Philadelphia cheesesteak.
Yeah, I think I would too. Well, yeah. I'm going to agree with you.
I once threw, this was older horse poop. It was a couple of days old.
Okay.
And I took one of the balls and I threw it at my niece's head and it hit her right in the head.
Like a
and
rock?
Popped off. I remember, I thought it was the funniest thing ever.
Yeah.
She cried for like 5 seconds, then it was fine.
Right.
All right.
Yeah.
I went over, hugs, right. Fine.
Come on.
Right? I remember telling the story on the air, and I was like, everyone's going to think this is hysterical, and right. It was very quiet. And I'm like, okay, it's not funny.
Oh, no.
Right, okay.
That didn't work
Mental
out.
Note, oops. Not funny to throw horse poop right. At a young girl. Okay, anyway.
He wanted to try it again, though. He's like, this one's going to work. One
I
of these
could
days.
Be a Phillies fan.
Right.
That's what I'm saying. All right, Nate, thank you. Good luck on Sunday.
Yes.
Ayesha, we need to wrap it up.
Okay. Want me to go through the whole list then?
Yeah, yes. 10 to 1, please.
All right, guys. Philly special. Philly, the greatest trick play in Super Bowl history, number 10. Number 9, the time the fans threw batteries at J.D. Drew, 1997. Number 8, the double doink karma. It's when they kicked the Bears post twice in 2019 playoffs. Number 7, the Eagles once beat the Cowboys 44-6. That's it. That's a big game. Number 6, he said the horse poop. Number 5, Chip Kelly's wild experiment when he traded away half the team. Number 4, 4th and 26 when Donovan McNabb hit Freddie Mitchell for a miracle 26-yard conversion against Green Bay. Number 3, the body bag game when the Eagles players asked Washington players if they needed a body bag in 1990. Number 2, they actually had a jail in the stadium for unruly fans. And then number 1, as we said, when they booed Santa.
Nice job.
Nice.
All right, Ayesha.
Thank you. Go Birds.
How much snow are we supposed to get?
Hello?
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 Does AJ know?
I do know.
Hey, AJ, how much snow are we supposed to get?
What's it worth you? We're looking at 1 to 2 inches shoreline, 2 to 4 inches inland.
Because it's snowing like a son of a bitch up here in Salisbury.
I don't know what Salisbury is.
Hundreds of school closings today due to the snow.
Yes.
2 to 4 inches.
Yep.
Now take your thumb and your pointer finger and make 2 inches and take a look at that and right. Say, yes, this is what closed down the state.
This stopped everything.
Yeah. You know, the government, not known for doing great things, but one department of our state does a very good job, and that's the Department of Transportation.
Yes.
Yeah.
When snow comes, they are on it.
All over it.
And DOT spokesperson Josh Morgan on the phone now. Good morning.
Hey, good morning, guys. How are you?
Good. I was, when I drive in, it's very early, and there's normally no one on the road. There's like 6 of us out there, and today it was just me. And then all of a sudden I see flashing lights and it's a state DOT plow truck. And I'm like, wow, they're already out. Not a flake in the sky yet.
But they're ready.
You guys and girls were out there already.
So. Pre-treating the roads.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I'm glad the flashing lights were us and not a trooper pulling you over. Right. Yeah, thanks for being a responsible driver.
Well, it's happened.
This time, yeah.
He knows how you drive, Chad.
Yeah. No, you know what? Our crews got called in about 3:30 this morning. They were out treating road yesterday. They went home, got some rest, called in super early this morning. They want to be out there before the snow really starts falling. And, yeah, we have more than 700 trucks between us and contractors out right now. So, yeah, they're out there in full force. They're going to be clearing these roads, making it safe for people who need to travel this morning.
What do you think a storm like this costs?
You know, it's I don't even want to speculate. You know, obviously we have the contractor cost. We have, you know, no overtime cost. This is, you know, run-of-the-mill business day for us, so that's helpful. But, you know, the material, the salt that we're putting down, you know, really from our standpoint, this is the first time in 2025 where we've had, you know, an impact during the morning rush hour. The snow's happened on holiday weekends, overnight. So, you know, that was the concern from our end, just how many people would potentially take it for granted, seeing like, just an inch or two, you know, the heck with it, we're going to drive like we're normally driving, which is terrible, by the way, what we're seeing on our road. So that was the concern from our end. So far this morning, knock on wood, there hasn't been you know, any major incidents, and we hope we keep it that way through the morning.
What kind of incidents do you normally have? Like, you have like, you know, I was driving and going through a construction site, and, you know, they're about to put the pavement down, and you got the sewer things coming up a couple inches.
Exposed.
Yeah.
And I'm like, man, when it snows, how do they know that that's there and they don't hit it with the plow? Do you have that kind of damage?
Yeah, I mean, so, you know, we try to winterize all of our projects ahead of this, exactly for what you're saying for the plows. So there shouldn't be any of those raised water mains, raised manhole covers, anything like that, that's out there. We got everything paved up and secured before the snow starts falling down. But really what we see is, you know, people just driving too fast for conditions, thinking that because they're in an all-wheel drive vehicle that they can drive 70 miles an hour on 95, or they try to pass our plows and then, you know, skid out as they try to cut back in front of the plow. So, yeah, just, you know, take it easy. You know, it's common sense that we, you know, tell people, but we seem to have lost a lot of that common sense behind the wheel.
Yeah.
Just, you know, slow down, put your phone away, just take it easy. You'll get to your destination, and really the best place to be is behind the plows. They're clearing the roads. They're putting salt down. Hey, that's where you want to be. Don't get in front of the plow and drive in the unscraped road.
Hold on.
Be behind the plow.
I have a clip of a former governor saying that.
Keep in mind that the road behind the snow plows is in better condition than the roads in front of the snow plows. Makes sense.
When he said it, we were like,
had that queued up.
What a dope.
Yeah.
But it,
unfortunately, some people need to be told.
Unfortunately, some people need to be told.
Yeah.
That is why we grabbed the clip. We're like, really?
Right.
He said this is in an official press conference.
We got to just remind people because, you know, like I said, sometimes common sense goes out the window. You know, people are running late this morning. They are heading out 10, 15 minutes late, so they're going to, you know, drive way too fast for the conditions.
Unreal.
You know, just slow down. Yeah, just be late. Get there safe instead of, you know, getting into a crash and hurting or killing somebody.
Being a spokesperson for a DOT, are you longing for one of those old storms where we would just get walloped? Are you like, man, I want like pandemonium.
No.
I want to be doing press conferences,
right.
Whatever the emergency situation room is. I want to, you know, have my little sweater on with the logo.
Hunkered down.
Hunkered from the basement. Here we are broadcasting live. All trucks are deployed. Some are unaccounted for.
Yeah, I don't know if we need that. You know, you probably all remember like October 2011, 12, you know, we had that crazy storm that, you know, devastated the state. You know, I don't want to see that, but, you know, give me a good like 6 to 10 inches, you know, enough to really pack up the snow. Let me get up there, wrestle with the kids, do some snowmen. We haven't really had that accumulation. So, yeah, give me one of those and I'll be good for the year. But, yeah, I don't need anything too devastating.
I just remember the blizzard of 78.
Yeah.
There were cars buried in snow that the plows didn't even see, and plows were just hitting cars. And roads were shut down. Governor El Grasso shut the state down. It was the perfect winter to have a snowmobile. I had a snowmobile.
Nice.
And I would drive up on the police cars. I would drive slow. Like, come on, you could do it. Right. Come and get me.
Right. You're taunting. Like, them. Taunting.
Pull up on side of them. Right. You know, I was like, let's go.
Then I was like, yeah,
I'm good. I'm good. I got the chains on. I'm sitting here. I'm
good. Right. Go. I've been awake for 2 days. Go ahead, kid.
Right.
I know what I do.
How many feet of snow before you say the plows aren't enough? We got to bring out front loaders.
Yeah, I mean, the pods, they can handle a ton of snow. I mean, this is, you know, they're huge pieces of equipment, and they can keep up with it, you know, 2-3 inches an hour. Once it starts really coming down, like those blizzard, whiteout, nor'easter-type conditions, you know, we can start falling behind. But, you know, the climate's changing. You know, we haven't seen that in several years here in Connecticut. We're getting a lot more rain than we used to, a lot less snow. But we'll see. You know, and it looks like we're going to have another one of these Saturday if the forecast holds. So, we're ready to go. We're going to take care of it.
Now, you guys run a good department. Josh, thanks for coming on, man. Appreciate it.
All right, guys. Thanks so much. And AJ, man, we're rooting for you.
Hang in there, bud. Thanks so much.
Dude, thank you.
Thank you so much.
DOT spokesperson Josh Morgan, and thank you to all the plow drivers out there.
Yes.
And on the eighth day, God looked down his planned paradise and said, I need a scapegoat. So God made a plow driver. God said, I need someone to get up before dawn, scratch themselves, grab a coffee and donut, scratch themselves again, take a nap, do a crossword puzzle, stay up way past midnight, and demand overtime. So God made a plow driver. God said, I need someone to be up all night, take me out booze in the diner, look at that triple cheeseburger deluxe platter and say, you are mine. I need someone who can shape a paper football from a work order, read a newspaper for hours in the men's room, and search for porn on the internet on a taxpayer's dollar, who can bitch and moan about how lousy the equipment is, claim it's not his fault that it snowed, who will finish his 40-hour work week by Tuesday noon, and then get workman's comp after complaining from a hurting back. And claim they work for straight 72 hours. So God made a plow driver.
Wow.
God said, I need someone to tell everyone to calm down. Wait till we get to you. Stop your bitching. It's your fault for being on the roads. Live on a busier street. So God made a plow driver. It had to be someone determined enough to tick off the public. Somebody letting everyone know that they have lives and families too, that they haven't slept in over 100 hours while still showing bedhead. Somebody to point out that it's not about you, that you're lucky we even get to your street at all. So God made a plow driver.
Nice.
Bravo.
Beautiful tribute.
I love him.
We love the plow drivers.
We do.
Yes.
Let's go to Three Finger Dave.
Three Finger Dave. That'd be a seven.
I've never been called that before.
Three Finger Dave.
But anyway, like I said, I have a four-wheel drive vehicle, and there's like a sheet of ice underneath this snow.
Oh.
And I was spinning out all over the place. Just I was in Milford, but now in Plainville. And I just went around the corner to Big Y, and I couldn't believe how really bad it is out there.
Oh, really? Wow.
And one other thing, guys, don't ever stick your hand in a snowblower.
Right.
This is why you're called Three Finger Dave.
Explains a lot.
You know what? It was off. It didn't, like, cut them off. It was off, and the wet snow kind of crushed them, and they had to, like, cut off a little piece of three fingers.
Right.
So.
Okay, wait. There's an important lesson here, because I know someone who did this and also lost a finger.
Yeah.
When the snow blower gets jammed.
Yeah.
It's cranked.
Right. Yeah.
You cannot stick your hand in there to pull the snow out.
Even if it's off.
As soon as...
It's going to...
Oh, yeah.
You free it.
Yeah.
It turns over, yeah.
Yeah.
That release is still very powerful.
You use a broomstick or something.
Mm. Yes.
And still be ready for that thing to fly.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I don't care how much of a hurry you are, because I was in a hurry. My wife was coming home, and it was that bad, bad storm. We had, like, it crippled the state. And it was only, like, 6 inches when I did it, but it's not worth it. I mean, I'm finally over this, but it took me a while, you know, to get used to it. But
where did you lose the fingers? Which hand?
My left hand.
And are you right-handed?
Yeah. I'm right-handed, yeah.
Okay.
And it was like my index middle finger and my other finger. It's just like...
What's the biggest pain in the ass to do right now with the missing fingers?
Well, you grab something and you think you got it and you don't.
Well,
hey. It just falls right out of your hand.
But you could tie like shoes. You could wipe your butt.
No, yeah, I can do everything, but tying is a little difficult sometimes.
If you're right-handed, you wipe with your right hand, right?
Which one's free?
Oh, yeah.
Ambidextrous.
But I just wanted to call in and tell you guys, you know, how everybody is, please slow down out there. It's not worth it.
It's not worth it.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Thank you, brother.
Keep all on. Right. Take care, guys.
All right. We'll see you.
Be safe.
Ice under snow. No good.
Yeah, it's a snow day. It's a good day for comfort food. Now I wish we asked him to come in.
Yep.
I'm sure he's very
he's happy. He's happy
he was
we
not
didn't.
Bringing yeah. the damn wings in a snowstorm.
Jay, owner of Dewdrop in Derby. Legendary wing place.
Legendary.
Getting ready for the big weekend. Good morning, Jay.
Good morning, everybody. Good morning,
morning
everybody.
Morning.
And, I'd like to mark myself safe from being hit by chicken wings yet today. So
nice.
Good.
Good. What are the big flavors over there at Dewdrop for wings?
For Super Bowl, you know, you got your classic buffaloes are always popular. And then we, our sweet chili is definitely up there with it. And believe it or not, the peanut butter and jelly.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, rock and roll for Super Bowl.
Wow. See, I got garlic parmesan.
Yes.
That's my jam.
That's a good one, too.
Oh, my God. That's so good.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, definitely.
How hot do you go?
Our hottest, well, we have something we call, ghost pepper habanero. So it's just basically our habanero and then we throw some ghost pepper in it and it's pretty hot. It's hot. It'll burn your face.
Yeah. You had a challenge last time we were there. It was like one wing that you had to eat it. And it was like really deadly.
That one was the old, that was the old recipe of our suicide wings, we call them. That
I had
a,
suicide.
Yeah, that was brutal.
Yeah.
Yeah, I took that off the menu. I was tired of people getting sick and throwing up on the tables and like, deal with it.
Got a boomerang.
Wow. You should use this hot sauce to pre-treat the roads.
Nice. The parking lot.
Really? It'll just melt it.
Wow.
Oh, yeah.
It'll just turn it into a gully.
Yeah, well, the Dewdrop's not closing, so I don't know what the rest of the state's doing, but we're staying open. So.
Nice. Oh, great. Is it too late to get an order of wings for the Super Bowl?
So if you're ordering off of our menu with all the flavors, that stuff is already pre-ordered. We're already booked and sold out for that. But we do take walk-ins on Super Bowl from 11 to 3. The only thing is you only get like four options of flavors. You could choose between hot, medium, a barbecue, and another sauce. So you're just limited, but you can't walk in.
Those are great options.
Yeah, those are great options.
All good still.
So.
How many wings do you think you'll go through over this weekend?
For the weekend, we'll probably go through around 9 tons, I would say, somewhere around there.
Nine tons.
Yeah.
Tons.
Can you imagine landfill all the chicken bones in the landfill on like Monday, Tuesday?
We should really figure out something to do with all those bones.
You can make bone broth with it. I save mine at home. I'm not taking yours, but I save mine.
Bone broth.
No, but I mean like, something constructive like we can make.
Like a statue.
A chicken statue. That would be great. Artwork.
Right.
Yeah.
You ever do the science project where you soak them in vinegar overnight?
No.
No.
You could tie the chicken bone in a knot the next day.
Oh.
It loses all of like the calcium or something. I don't know what the exact reaction is. I don't remember. I just remember if you soak it in vinegar overnight, you
That's
can tie
cool.
it in like a noodle.
I'm the same way after vodka. You tie me in noodles.
AJ's got no bones.
All right, Jay. Well, thank you for coming on, and thanks for offering to come in.
Yes.
And happy Super Bowl weekend.
You got it. Anytime for you guys. You guys have a good morning.
You too.
Stay safe from the food and the plows, please.
We begin with an Ozzy Osbourne announcement. 99.1 PLR, Chaz and AJ in the morning. Jimmy Complic, Live Nation on the show. Ozzy Osbourne announced yesterday that he's reuniting with Black Sabbath in Birmingham for one last show.
Wow.
And they're billing it the greatest heavy metal show ever. Sabbath will headline the Back to the Beginning show on July 5th at Villa Park in Birmingham, England. Osbourne said, quote, It's my time to go back to the beginning. Time for me to give back to the place where I was born. How blessed am I to do it with the help of people whom I love. Birmingham is the true home of metal. Birmingham forever, end quote.
Wow.
Osborne will deliver his own short set before Sabbath bandmates Tony Iommi, Geezer Butler, and Bill Ward join him for the first time in two decades. The all-day event will also feature a host of major metal bands, including Metallica, Slayer, and Alice in Chains, with more names to be announced.
Damn, man.
Quote, this will be the greatest heavy metal show ever. End quote.
One of the few bands actually has all the original members still alive.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They are fortunate in that regard.
Yeah.
Jimmy, that's a show worth traveling for.
Yeah, I was just saying to myself, why wasn't he born in Connecticut?
Right.
Yeah.
That'd been so cool.
So cool.
Yeah, it's really amazing. I mean, a lot of other stars are on that show. I mean, Wolfie Van Halen's on the show. Van Halen's on the show. It's remarkable how many people are on that show.
Is that right?
Bam.
Oh, yeah. It really is unbelievable who's on the show.
He performed for Ozzy at this most recent Hall of Fame induction. And he was like, when Ozzy asks you to do something, you just say yes. And apparently, like, everybody adored him. So I'm not shocked I asked them back.
Yeah.
Wow. That's a cool show.
Yeah. Yeah. Who's who?
Oh, yeah. When tickets go on sale.
But to see the last Black Sabbath show.
That'd be so cool.
Yeah, in their hometown.
That'd be so cool.
You're right.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, it's amazing. And look, I hope he is fine because, you know, he has difficulty performing. So I hope he does his own set and then he's going out with the three original members. That's not easy work.
You bring up a great point that you could buy these tickets, book the flight, get the hotel, get there and be like, he's not up to it today.
But it's a great show otherwise.
It is.
You're not losing out much. You're really not.
The lineup around them is still unreal.
I mean, it's got Billy Corgan still on the show. Duff from GNR is on the show. Fred Durst. Hailstorm, Lizzie Hale. Jonathan Davis from Korn's on the show. Kiki Downing from
Judas
Priest is on the show.
Nice.
Yeah, I mean, really, Randy Sarzo's on the show. Sammy Hagar's on the show. Slash from GNR is on the show. As I mentioned,
how many days is this?
Seriously,
yeah, it really is remarkable. It's a long day. It's one day,
it's one
Saturday,
long
July
day.
5. Yeah,
wow.
It's like anybody who's ever been a part of any Ozfest ever is like, we're in.
Yeah,
we're in. Just tell us what we got to do.
Damn, man, all crammed in.
I'd have to pace myself. Like, all right, I'll show up for this one. I'm gonna go take a break. Then I'll come back. you know what I mean?
I would sleep for 24 hours and then go see the show.
I was never a big festival person. I can't go all day.
No.
Like, I need breaks. No. I need to get away from the action, then I can come back.
Oh, no, I'm bringing snacks, man. I'm just sitting
there. Really?
Yeah, I'm
taking it all in?
I'm finding a spot. I'm going to put a catheter in. I don't care.
Oh, my God. Wow. Well, I agree with you, Chaz. Festivals are hard work, even for the fan.
Yeah.
It's hard work for me, I'll tell you that. But I know it's hard work for the fan also. And you know what? This isn't really a festival. It's an all-day concert. It's one day. But it's going to rain because it rains at every show like this.
Right. Does it?
Yeah, I don't know why God hates festivals.
Right.
It's too loud down there.
Right.
Yeah, right. Knock it off.
Right. Or it's just way of a
you
show.
Guys look like you need a right. cleaning.
Or it's a way of showing appreciation. Like some folks applaud. It rains.
How many shows have you been rained on? Like outdoor music festivals or all-day concerts?
So many. I can't even give you a number. I've been electrocuted by lightning at a show in Hartford.
Didn't one guy die at that show?
Well, the guy that died, he eventually did die, but not at the show. I want to make that very clear.
Yeah.
He got hit by lightning with me. We both got hit by lightning.
You were both
together.
On stage?
We were both in this pump house behind the stage announcing that the Yes show was going to be postponed.
So you're on the microphone, but you're not, they can't see you.
No, but we were so smart, we were standing in a puddle, we didn't realize it.
Oh, oh Lord.
Yeah. Well, I've never been known for my brains, and I've just continually proved it all the time, and that was one of the times I did prove it. And the guy who worked for the Parks Department was about to hand me the microphone to make the announcement, and the lightning hit the pump house, and it went shooting into the puddle and right up the microphone. He got knocked on his feet, off his feet. I mean, I got knocked off my feet, but I wasn't holding the microphone. So I felt the lightning shock from the puddle.
But he took it.
He took it, right. He was holding the mic.
He was a conduit. Oh,
man. His brains were completely scrambled.
Sad.
Had to retire, went into a home, and never recovered.
Wow.
Man.
How old was he?
He was about 30.
Oh, man.
So young.
Yeah, really well. I was only 23, so he was old to me.
Okay.
But it was terrible. He had a wonderful daughter. I visited him at the home almost every other month. I would go see him. And then eventually he had no idea who I was. So I
Yeah. Which show was it?
Yes, Dillon Stadium, 1972.
Yes, at Dillon Stadium.
Oh.
Yeah, it was. It was my first rainout of many. But listen, it rains at our festival in Bridgeport every year without fail. It rains.
True.
It rained at Watkins Glen. It rained at Woodstock.
Did it rain at Watkins Glen? I didn't realize that.
During the band set. Yeah, during the band set, it rained. So, I mean, I don't know what it is. It rains at every festival.
Can you imagine if there was a film crew there for Watkins Glen?
Yeah. I would have loved it. The only news, the only stuff we have is from the news, the New York News was covering it. So we have a lot of ABC and NBC and CBS stuff.
But, of the bands on stage?
Of the bands on stage and of the fans.
Oh,
really,
man.
Wow. It was really the time of pot being big. Which still is, obviously. And
but it was illegal.
Yeah.
It was illegal, which made it more fun.
Right.
And they were interviewing all the fans at Watkins Glen, and they were all so spaced out. It was unbelievable. They were...
they're looking for those people.
Yeah,
for sure. They're not looking for the people who are just mildly stoned.
No. They want the ones who are way, way out.
Oh, you're right. They were villainizing pot back in the early 70s.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Now everybody, not everybody, but most everybody smokes it other than Chaz.
Right.
Yeah, well, the governor.
We went through that last week, Chaz, remember?
Yes.
With the fine federal people. Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah.
Well, the governor smokes.
Yeah.
He likes gummies. He likes edibles.
He likes gummies. The governor likes gummies.
A couple of gummies every now and then.
Yeah. Everybody.
Yep. Deal with you people.
it's to me, it's better than drinking. You get the buzz, and I can still drive.
Yeah.
Ooh, I shouldn't say that.
I got to hang out with Jimmy. He knows how to party.
Yeah, seriously, yeah.
Hey, if a cop pulled me over and said, I've been driving on pot for 50 years without any accidents,
right.
I know how to do it.
Right.
Anytime I get in accidents when I'm not smoking pot.
For you, it's like having a glass of wine. You know,
you're still fine.
Yeah. It relaxes you.
Yeah. But wow, that's so when you have an outdoor concert, when you're signing those papers, there's part of you that's like, oh, I'm excited. Good. We got this deal done. But then you're like, it's going to rain.
Right.
Mm-hmm. You know.
Wouldn't it be great if DraftKings or something like that had a fan duel, whether it's going to rain on a certain day and I put a festival out on sale?
Right. like a prop bet?
We should do a prop bet for the Super Bowl with you, Jimmy.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. Like, Jimmy will give you a pair of tickets. Like, we'll pick one person from the tribe.
Okay.
If the person wins, Jimmy gives you a pair of tickets to something. And if Jimmy wins, you have to like go and do perform some service, maybe vacuum his office or
empty the trash bins after a concert.
Right.
We always hear, just promise not to sneak into my concert.
Just a promise.
Yeah. If you want in on this prop bet, call in right now. Jimmy Coplick, Live Nation, is on the show. We've decided what the prop bet's going to be for the Super Bowl.
Yes.
It will be heads or tails for the coin flip.
Oh, wow.
Jimmy, which one would you like?
I always believe taking heads because I think heads comes up more.
Nice.
You are statistically incorrect.
Wow. Well, that's story of my life. That's all right. That's no problem.
Tails has come up 30 times, heads 28.
Which means you're due.
It's very close.
That's close.
Well,
that's
somebody's
close.
Got a good bet then.
Means you're due.
You get tails.
Yeah. All right. So if Jimmy loses, he will give you a pair of tickets to a concert.
Yes.
Right.
If he wins, you have to give him something. What is it going to be? Call in and Jimmy will decide. We'll take a list.
Nice. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Then whatever appeals to Jimmy. Jimmy doesn't want to take any financial or money or...
No.
He doesn't want anything like that.
Right.
You don't want your junk.
No,
that's
he,
right.
And, you know, he doesn't, you know, he realizes everybody's working for a living here.
Exactly, yeah.
So we'll take it, though.
Right. we have no shame.
Yeah. Donation to the toy drive or... Right.
Oh, maybe, that's a nice idea.
Maybe you clean up the Copley Club at nice. The Amp right. or you have to wash Bozzy's car at the Oakdale.
There you go.
Something of that nature. Be creative. Call it in, 203-882-9757. Before we go to the phones here, Jimmy was on Monday. He was nice enough to announce before the national announcement of Outlaw Fest
yeah.
coming to Connecticut.
So cool.
Yeah, very excited about that. And selling very well in the pre-sale.
Good.
Oh.
Which is wonderful. And goes on sale officially tomorrow, on Saturday, September 6th, up at Xfinity.
And the field tickets, the lawn tickets are $39.
Yeah.
Outrageous. I know.
Bananas.
Yeah.
Willie Nelson, Bob Dylan. And I hope you think, Dylan, can you put in a request for
I have put requests in with artists to sing certain songs at times, but I've known the artist. I don't know Bob Dylan.
Oh,
ow.
But I've known the artist. I've requested Dave Matthews, the Beach Boys, and other bands to play certain songs. But listen, I'll go up to Bob Dylan and put a request in. What do you want?
If he's playing with Willie Nelson, shouldn't he play Everybody Must Get Stoned?
Right.
It's a hymn number or whatever it's called.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Randy Dillon, 12x35.
Yeah. That's it. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. Oh, I love that idea. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, why not?
I'll do that.
Everyone will go bananas.
Seriously.
Yeah.
The whole place will go crazy.
Right.
Especially the people smoking on the lawn.
Right.
Well, they all
right.
smoke on the lawn.
Right.
And before it was illegal.
Right.
Yeah.
That's why there's a lawn.
Yes.
We used to have a line that said, music sounds better on grass.
Nice.
Mm.
And that was how we sold our lawn tickets.
Great.
That's awesome.
Beautiful.
Be yeah. a t-shirt.
That should be a t-shirt.
It should be a t-shirt.
Bring it back.
Yeah.
Ooh.
You ever think of that, Jimmy, bringing back some of the old t-shirts? There's an article floating around now, like the old concert tees and how much they're worth now.
Nostalgia's high right now, man.
Yeah.
Mm. I believe we will be selling Meadows t-shirts at Xfinity.
Cool.
Oh man.
Yeah.
I'm getting one of those for
and
sure.
And I want to sell Oakdale t-shirts with the barn.
Yeah.
At Oakdale this year.
That's
because
great.
You're right. There's a lot of memories that people have that we think they would sell pretty nicely.
Is it too late to put that music sounds better on grass on the...
No, not at all.
Yeah.
It's a great idea. We'll put it on the back.
Cool.
Boston John.
Yeah, so I'm thinking maybe I could... I'll clean anything. But I was also thinking, like, since it's always raining when he's doing outdoor concerts... That maybe I just, you know, always have an umbrella over his head no matter where he goes or where
he doesn't want to be around
yeah.
you.
Yeah. No,
well,
then,
yeah, he made that
in a nice
so
way.
So he would feel like he's losing
yes.
the bet.
Yeah, yeah.
No, he has to feel like he's a winner in this scenario.
All right, then just find me the dirtiest bathroom at any venue and I'll just clean it all up.
Wow.
Spick and span.
What do you think of that?
The Marine Corps, they taught me how to clean so I can clean.
I like that.
Okay, clean a bathroom at a men's bathroom, by the way.
Yes.
At one
dang
of the
it,
venues.
We'll
do
it
at Oakdale. We'll do it at Oakdale because
yeah,
that's where
I would
work.
All right, John, I'm right, hanging up.
Right, he's excited.
All right, what were you going to say, Jimmy?
Do it at Oakdale because that's where we all work.
Nice.
Oh, great.
See?
Okay.
Boom.
Got it on the list.
All right, so Boston John is on the list. The prop bet with Jimmy, it's heads or tails. Jimmy's picked heads. Stephen Norwalk.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
Good morning.
Hello.
I'll do anything, too. I'm a carpenter. I could do some carpentry. I actually roadied. I did some rigging and worked on the stage as a carpenter.
There could be some liability issues there.
He wants to join the union.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was in the union. Well, Well, anything. You name it.
No, that's your job.
You name it.
We asked you to do one thing.
One job.
Yeah.
You had one job. Jimmy Coplick, Live Nation on the show. We're doing two things here. We're looking for someone to go into a prop bet with Jimmy for the Super Bowl. It's the coin toss. Will it be heads or tails? Jimmy's betting heads. If you want to bet tails, if you win, you'll get a pair of tickets
yeah.
to a concert if you lose, you have to figure out what you're going to do for Jimmy.
Right.
He likes toy drive donation.
Yep.
Boston John called up and said he would clean bathrooms at the Toyota Presents Oakdale.
Yep, that was accepted. Men's room. Yep.
It was accepted as a decent idea.
Yep.
203-882-9757. The other thing we're doing is answering questions for Jimmy, like Alan in Westbrook. What's your question?
I also have a prop bet, too, but first the question. G-Love, Dispatch, John Butler at the Amp. Do you have any information on it? How long is it, like a festival-type concert? Because that's a lot of band names. And do you think it'll sell out?
It's selling very well on pre-sale. I don't think it will sell out, although I think it will do very, very well. And you're right. It's a long show. And my advice is get there early.
Okay. All right, thank you. My prop bet.
Yes.
I'll get a media company to film one of your concerts, you know, from parking lot till the actual show and make it look really cool on social media.
Wow.
So what media great. What media company?
I know three of them. I'm a real estate agent. Nobody told me that you need to be on social media to sell houses to, so I'll let him pick or show him what each one does, and you can decide.
Okay, so you could sign these people up?
Oh, yeah, they'd be happy to do it.
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
Free show. Okay. Well, we're going to.
It works for you. So all right.
We'll,
yeah, yeah. Publicity,
we'll write it down.
Yep.
Cool. Thank you. I almost think the media company would benefit by being associated with Jimmy Coppola.
Yeah, sure.
So, like, yeah, I win, I get tickets. If right. I lose, I get promotion.
Right.
Smart guy.
Yeah.
Nice. Yeah, that was a good one.
Alan the Shed.
All right, this might be for everybody. My wife says if I win, I won't call into PLR anymore.
Whoa.
You win.
Really?
Wow.
That's it, Jimmy?
I won't call you guys anymore.
Well, it's up to you guys. I don't know if you want to call in or not. I don't know. It's up to you.
I can have
calls. Seen Jimmy once. I seen Jimmy once. So I really don't know what he likes.
So I think this is a high-stake bet.
That's huge.
He gets a pair of concert tickets if he wins. If he loses, he can never call the show again.
No more
That's
high road.
Crazy.
No more high road.
Wow.
Be the end of an era.
No more stripper stories.
Only he's the stripper.
Right, you guys think about that. I'll be listening. I'm shoveling the snow right now. I got you in my front pocket in my vest.
No. Here's the thing. Jimmy, Al listens to the show from his shed because his wife works from home, and she doesn't want him calling and listening to the show in the house. So he's in a shed with a beer fridge and a funnel as a bathroom.
Yes.
He has a funnel with a hose going out the back. That's his toilet.
Yes.
So I would love a split screen now of the house that Jimmy's in. And the shed that Al is in, and these two are communicating now. It's like, right. Yeah, this is what this show does. It brings everybody together.
The opposite end of the spectrum.
Yeah.
Yes, it does. Yes, it does. Right. You bring me and Ruth together.
Right.
Motto.
And that sounds creepy when you say it like that.
Yeah, it does sound creepy.
Yeah.
All right. Bye, Al. Are these prop bet offers on the phone here? Or questions?
Questions.
Questions. Okay, cool. All right. Cindy in West Haven.
Good morning.
Hi.
Hi, I have a question for Jimmy. I heard that Joan Jett and Billy Idol are touring together, and I was wondering if they're coming to Connecticut at all.
I'm afraid they're not, but they are touring together. You're right. The closest I could get them was up in Saratoga, but hopefully they'll extend their tour because it's a great show.
Nice.
That is a great show.
I'm seeing that.
A great show.
Yeah, somebody else texted
and
that.
And Billy Idol doesn't tour that much, so it's nice that he's going out.
Yeah.
Henry in New Britain was wondering if Billy Idol would come to Connecticut. So there's your answer. Fingers crossed. Diana in Wethersfield. Thank you, Cindy. Diana in Wethersfield texted in an offer for the prop bet.
Okay.
She said she would make Jimmy a meal like the one she made for AJ.
Oh, my God.
So she's a regular listener, Jimmy, and she's an amazing cook, and she made AJ this barbecue meal.
Yeah.
It's so much
Many
food. It
meals.
Was enough food for a week. I think it would be food for, it sounds like food for your crew over at Oakdale.
Yeah, I live alone, so I think that's a good idea.
Okay.
Cool. Well, she's a chef. She's worked at restaurants.
Yeah,
she's,
a lot of smoked stuff is great.
Yeah. Not like weed smoked.
No, yeah. Right, ruining your ribs. No, those are a bitch light.
Mark in Bristol.
Good morning, everybody.
Hey.
Morning.
I got a question for Jimmy.
Okay.
Jimmy, Shinedown just announced their tour.
And I noticed they have mostly June open. Is there any chance they're coming here? There's no dates for here yet.
Not here yet, but we're hoping for a fall date at Mohegan Sun.
Awesome. Thank you, guys.
Thank you.
Thank you. All right, Nate emailed me yesterday. Any chance of the Cure coming to Connecticut?
Not aware of them touring right now.
Wow.
And they would be perfect at Mohegan Sun.
That's where you would put them?
Absolutely. They'd be great out there.
This is a question from Tracy in Milford. Does Jimmy know if the Sabbath final show will be streamed?
Not as of yet. It's going on sale tomorrow, and I think they'll make that decision later.
Knowing Sharon, it'll be sold somehow.
Yeah.
They'll make money off of the rest of us.
Oh, yeah. Well, it's a charity show. It's for the Parkinson's Disease Foundation.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah, it's a charity show.
Well, then I hope they do.
Yeah.
I hope they give us all a chance to contribute.
Raise more money.
Yeah, great.
And who doesn't want to see that? Who wouldn't want to see it?
I'll definitely do it.
We can tell you're feeling better.
Yes.
You sound like the old you.
Thank you.
You can't speak.
It's me. I'm back.
The worse he does, the better he feels.
Out here.
All right, Jimmy. So we'll consult with you off air, and we'll figure out which prop bet we're going to take here.
Okay. We'll take them all. What do we have, three?
Three or four.
Yeah. One is John with the bathrooms.
Right. Al would never call again.
Al said he would
bring his media company to film a show in the parking lot.
Right.
And then Diana with the food.
So we
right,
got four.
So it's four.
We got four. We'll do them all.
Really?
Nice.
Wow.
Yeah, we'll do them all.
Nice.
Wow. All right. So you have heads. The other four have tails. And so if it's heads, you get all kinds of things.
Yes, you do.
You get bathrooms cleaned, food brought to you, movies made.
Everything.
And Al, we never have to hear him again.
Al will never have to hear Al again. Yeah. And just before we let you go, on this day in 2002, Jimmy had Billy Joel and Elton John at the Hartford Civic Center.
Wow.
I remember it well because I was standing at the side of the stage with Billy as Elton was going on because he was on first. And Elton and Billy looks at Elton and says, how you doing? Good luck. And Elton looks at Billy and goes, when are you going to put out another album? It's been 8 years. And Billy looks at Elton and says, Elton, I'll put out an album when I can put out music that's just better than the crap you're putting out right now. Elton walks on stage. And I look at Billy and I go, what did you just say? Is this tour going to continue? You guys are going to be in a fight at the end of the show. He goes, no, it's true, first of all. The stuff he puts out is crap right now.
Oh my God.
And I've told him that a number of times. I'm not putting out crap. And sure as heck, he waited 20 more years to put one song out, Billy.
Wow.
And that was it. So, but they joke among each other, so I found out later.
Oh, right, they like to harass each other. Right. Like,
yeah, so I remember that show very well.
I missed that tour, and I'm so disappointed. It came around a couple times.
Yeah,
that'd
been cool.
Just never what a show that must have been.
Yeah. They sang each other's songs.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, Billy had Elton, and then they did each other's songs, then they came out together. Ah.
The good ones, not the crap ones.
Not the crap ones.
No crap for it, yes.
All right, Jimmy, thank you, brother. Appreciate
it. You got it, guys.
Thank you.